started. So once again, we're on page 22. So in Vav, so Simon Vav so far in Aleph, Aleph was very long. We talked about the amazing bracha of Asher Yatzar and the various explanations and pshatim of Asher Yatzar. The last thing we saw on Thursday was the Ramah as another pshat on top of all the pshatim of the Machaber, and that is the Pella, the wonder, besides everything physical that the Machaber discussed, the wonder is that Hashem also fuses the physical and the spiritual together in a human being, which is absolutely wondrous. Now again, the idea is that the Ruchni and the Gashmi, the physical and the spiritual, are two, it's like oil and water. It's not like oil and water, right? They're two things that are diametrically opposed to each other. The physical wants the person to go after physical animalistic pleasures and desires and all that other type of stuff. And the neshama wants person to do ruchnias things. So how do those two coexist? So I think I mentioned once, the Gesher HaChaim, I believe, says that's why at major occasions in a Jew's life, we see candles. We don't do it so much in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, they have candles at a bris, they have candles at a chasana, they have Rechon Aslan candles at a levaya. Again, in America, not so much. But in Israel, they do. They have candles. So what's the idea? So the Gesher HaChaim, I believe, says that the analogy is that there is the physical, which is the paraffin or the wax or, you know, the body of the candle. And there's the flame, which is the representative of the neshama, the spiritual, and the wick. Tiny little wick is that little thing, whatever it is, that Hashem puts within us to fuse, to keep those two together. So it's an amazing thing. I always think whenever I give that mushal, there used to be a man who was like the shamus of the shul to take care of things. Mr. Carroll Ovishlam was in the office and answered the phone, and all, but there was a man, Mr. Rothman, he used to take care of everything. Like, he straightened out the thing and put away the sidurim, you know. And in the old days, so remember, not in the shul, but in the base medrash, you know, during the weekly daven in the base medrash. So they had candles. They had mamish, they had two candlesticks, and they had candles. And they were pretty like, they weren't like shabbat, they were like high candlesticks, you know, taper. So Mr. Rothman, all of a sudden, would light them before davening. And then at the end of davening, he would extinguish them. So we all know there's a minhag not to blow out candles. So what he would do, I still remember, was a little kid watching him. Yeah, he would pinch them with his finger. You know, the bottom part is hot. You know, isn't that the hottest part of the? And, you know, it stopped the oxygen flow. And I saw him do it, I don't know how many times. I was always like a little kid watching in amazement. So, right, but that's what happens. That little, if that stops, that connection between the physical and the spiritual is broken. So, right? But Hashem holds them together, and that's a pella. Okay, let's go on to base. Yesh no'agim lahamtin lebarach on the tisadayim ad bo'am lebeis ha'knesses. That some people wait to say, well, what have we been talking about so far? We talked about Bracha on the Tehillas HaDayim, right? When you wake up in the morning, so we have Negavasar, as we call it. We also have the Bracha Asher Yatzar, and we also have the Bracha Neshama Shana Satavi, right? Which we'll get to. But, so some people, right, they wash, they go to the bathroom, they wash, all that type of stuff. They do that, but then they don't make the Bracha on the Tehillas HaDayim until they come to Shul. Umesadrin, next page 23. Umesadrin also imshar brachos, and they say it along with everything else. Remember in the old days, I think the men used to do this. They used to just say all the brachos together. Not just, you know, the Ashana Sana Sakvivina. They just had everything together. Now, you have to realize there's going to be a shtickle problem, and that is, how about the Birchas HaTorah, right? Which we'll talk about. Birchas HaTorah, so, like, I don't know. Depends on what your morning routine is. But let's say, I assume some people wake up and get dressed and then they have to run to shul right away, right? And get there on time or a little chas v'shalom late. But let's say if you wake up early and you want to do some learning or tell them or something, so yeah, what do you do about Birchas HaTorah, right? So again, but there was evidently a minug to say all the brachas together and say all the brachas in shul. Uvnei svarad lo nagu kein. But the Machaber says the Svarnim didn't do that. Now, before we get into this about do you do all the brachas together, do you not do all the brachas together, there is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Go back to the previous page, page 22, Mishnah Berurah Zayin, Lahamtin. So there was a minug that they would wait to say all the brachas, including Al Netilas Adayim, other things, until they got to shul, and then they said all of them together. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah Zayin says, Kabbalah min Rav Yehuda HaChassid. There's a tradition from Rav Yehuda HaChassid, Hayotze mi beis leveis HaKnesses, when you leave your house in the morning, and you're leaving to go to shul, Kodem Shisbal, before you daven, right? You're going to chakra, so it's before you daven. Right? So you're leaving your house to go to shul. So, ever hear this? Yomar, so look what the Chofetz Chaim says. Yomar pasuk Shema Yisrael. So when you leave the door, I don't know, you kiss the mezuzah or whatever, say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a pasuk. Say the pasuk, when you leave for shul in the morning, you should say the pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Av yechavin shlo lotzeis bezeh, mitzvah saseizer kriya shema. But you should have in mind not, right? We've seen this before, that you can have negative das, right? Normally we're supposed to have in mind to fulfill a given mitzvah, but you can have a negative das. So like, comes up Friday night, right? So when we daven Mariv, so the bracha in Mariv, is bracha tasha mekasha Shabbos. So when you say that, really, you could be yotze the mitzvah deoraisa of Kiddush, right? Because having a cup of wine, all that type of stuff is derabbanan. Really, you could just say it, bracha tasha mekasha Shabbos. It's an interesting shayla. Let's say Yom Kippur is Shabbos. So there's an opinion that says when you daven Yom Kippur night, so part of is in Shemoneh Esrei Yom Kippur night, you'll say Kaish HaShabbos v'Yom Yom HaKippurim, right? Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaKippurim. So there are some opinions that say you should have in mind, you're not eating, you're not drinking, hopefully, right? So you should have in mind the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, right? Now again, there's a whole issue, like, is there a thing as Kiddush if you can't eat? Like, so is there a whole idea of there being such a concept of Kiddush if you can't eat? So leave that aside. But be that as it may, so the Mishnah Berurah says that on Friday night when you say that bracha Makadosh HaShabbos, you should have in mind not to be Yotze. The mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush is d'oraisa. Why? Because you'll run into a problem. Because let's say you're davening in shul. Have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah, and then when I get home, I'll make Kiddush again. That's the d'rabbanan over wine or grape juice, whatever. But there's a problem. And that is, if you're married, so when you go home, you're making Kiddush for your wife. But your wife is now, mechuyav, is obligated mid'oraisa. On a deraisa level. But you already made a Kiddush deraisa, so you're only chayiv midrabanan. If you're only chayiv derabanan, you can't be yotza her because she's chayiv deraisa. Right? So therefore, you should have negative das. Right? In other words, the same thing here. In other words, you have in mind, I'm bedavka, not being yotza the mitzvah of Kiddush when I say Mekadosh HaShabbos. So same thing here. if you do this thing, this mesorah from Rabbi Yehuda al-Qasid, and when you leave the house in the morning before davening, say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so you should have in mind not to be yotze Shema, Elim Kain, Yara Shiavor Gzman Kriya Shema, unless, you know, it's Shabbos morning and it's that time of year, and then, so and you're scared you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. V'ayin l'kamam v'simen mem vav, so, but what's interesting to me is that's the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Be'er Heitev. Not the Mishnah Berurah. Look above, not the Shari Tshuva, the Be'er Heitev Dalet. So the Be'er Heitev Dalet says, Kabbalah Meri Chasid, right? Be'er Heitev is quoting the same Mesorah from Yehuda Chasid. Now look what he says. So you're leaving your house right in the morning. Leaving your house to go to shul. So before you set your, you know, you daven shachris, you're on the shul, way to shul, daven shachris. Yomar, what does he say? Parsha Shema Yisrael. So you should say the Parsha. I think it might mean just the first paragraph. Now see, this gets interesting because there's a big machlokas. What do you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema? Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Do you have to say the paragraph of Ahavta? Do you have to say Vayayim Shemoa? Vayayim Shemoa including Laman Yerbu. The last thing about this is everybody agrees that you don't have to say, and we say it because of Mitzrayim, to remember Mitzrayim, that type of stuff. But again, now there are some opinions that say if you just say the line, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but I think they also say you have to say Rosh Hashanah Malchus Olam V'Ayed. Now, according to that, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said, Be'er Heitev didn't say it, but the Mishnah Berurah said that if you do this, according to Rabbi Yehuda al-Chasid, that you say Shema Yisrael, when you leave the house in the morning before you daven, so you should have in mind not to fulfill the mitzvah Shema. Right? So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah said the pasuk of Shema. Unless he's just being machmir, like, you know, some opinion, like not, you know, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, but let's say other opinions say, okay, just the line fulfills it. So then you have to have das not to fulfill the mitzvah Shema. According to Be'er Heitev, that you're saying a whole paragraph or maybe more, then I can understand why. But what's interesting, it's flip-flopped, right? The Be'er Heitev says you say the whole parsha, and it doesn't say anything about not being yotze the mitzvah.
Who wrote
the Be'er Heitev? It's very old, right? I don't want to get into Be'er Heitev right now. Yeah, well, but it's on everything. So, like, unfortunately, let's say you get to Yoredeya or something. So, or Chol Shemini, anything. So, there's Be'er Heitev. So, some people just learn the Be'er Heitev. You don't have to learn the Shach and the Taz. Because it's, you know, he's not. I mean, the Be'er Heitev is the Be'er Heitev. You know, he's not chopped liver. You know, Chas V'Shalom, I was a billionth of the Be'er Heitev. You know, like the Be'er Heitev was. But, you know, like.
What's the idea of saying Shema when one leaves the house?
It's some type of Shmira. Some type of Shmira. Again, there's stuff by Rabbi Yehuda al-Chasid, a lot of things, you know.
Yehuda
al-Chasid was out there, you know, like.
On their way to Shul, that's not a Shmira, not in
themselves. You know, like, again, this is past my pay grade. Again, I looked around and I didn't. But yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I do this. I'm in the habit of doing this.
The Parsha or the Pasuk?
I just say the Pasuk. Because the Mishnah Berurah says Pasuk. Right? Be'er Heitev says Parsha. I don't know. Again, to me, it's interesting that there is a little difference between the two. But the Mishnah Berurah, again, we go like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says Pasuk. Right?
Is that
a
good Baruch Shem? Pasuk.
I don't say Baruch Shem. I just say, say Pasuk. It says Pasuk. Baruch Shem is a totally different pasuk. Right? So again, it's a very interesting idea. I don't know. You know, I'm going to take a poll. I don't know how many people do this. I don't know how many people know about it. But it's an interesting idea. Okay, so let's get back to the halacha that we're learning in Beis now. So again, the Mechaber brought down that some people say all the brachas together, including on the Tosafot Daf. So again, you wash in the morning, you go to the bathroom, you wash. And then there, everything goes better. When you get to shul, you make all the Tosafot Daf, Asher Yatzar, right? All that type of stuff. And again, the Mechaber says that that was not the minhag, right? Now let's look at the Rama. The Rama says, "Well, kopadim leivark shei pamim. No matter what you do, you shouldn't say it twice. Once at home, and then again at shul. In other words, we want to say all the brachas together. So don't do it twice. That for sure doesn't work according to anybody. Umishim avarkim v'veis. So lo yavark v'veis haknesses. So if make the bracha at home, don't do it in shul. So too, someone who does say them all in shul, lo yivarchem abeisol, so don't do them at home. So, and here's the case we were talking about. Mishaloma kodem, shikasim beis haknesses, mispal kodem. Let's say you learn before you come to shul, right? Yivarchem abeisol, lo yivarchem abeis haknesses. So then you should say them at home and not say them in shul. What's the idea? So you all know the idea. Hefsek, right? So again, we can understand, somebody wakes up, it's one of these type of guys, wakes up, watches the network, and runs out of the house, gets the shul, you know, doesn't have to put on his tefillin. So again, that guy, we could hear, maybe, okay, make all the brachas at shul, because, you know, you want to make all the brachas at shul. So for him, it wasn't that big of a hefsek, right? He lives not far from shul, where he used the car. He just woke up, right? He's still like, not even sure where he is. It's a separate issue. And, you know, like, so he comes to shul, so, you know, like, no. So, okay, but it's not that big of a hefsek. But if you're going to learn at home, right, you're going to go to the bathroom and learn at home, and then say till them and learn at home, and then, you know, and you're waiting all this time till you make the brachas, so then you shouldn't do that, because, again, it's too much of a hefsek. Again, so, but the Rama says, even in that case, some people still used to do it, all the brachas in at shul. So again, we're running a little late. So Emir Tashem Bli Neder, we'll pick this up Bli Neder tomorrow and go on to the bracha Elokai Neshama. Okay? Emir Tashem.